Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fly ball to left field. Michael McHenry, the fort! Oh, baby! Your Buccos lead it! Unbelievable! Wow! His first in the big leagues! They're going to bring the house down!
Yes, sir, it's time for the fort. Michael McHenry, he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can see Michael on our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing. Just go to our website, 937thefan.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Michael, it's good to have you back. Things are a little tough right now. And here's my question for you. Is the Milwaukee Brewers, with sort of a similar payroll, in a very similar market, they keep doing this year after year. They're the best team in baseball by record right now. How do they do it? Because it's not with high-priced superstars. How do they do this year in and year out? What is their secret from your perspective?
It's pancakes. I don't know if you know that. It's been an evolution. You know, Craig Counsell brought in Pat Murphy. Pat Murphy's an incredible players coach. I think he's brought a lot of what he learned from college at Arizona State into the major leagues. And what I mean by that is he loves his players. He gets the most out of his players. He has really strong and high standards for each guy. But the one thing is he wants you to play hard and trust guys. You know, you'll see guys like Yelich, he's hitting 182, you know, May 21st comes into our place. And ever since then, he's been one of the better players in baseball. And he's talking to him constantly. I think Pat Murphy and that culture that's created there is different than anywhere in the big leagues, because they have a bunch of dudes like Collins, who's a rookie of the year favorite, who's 28. Most teams don't take chances on 28-year-olds. Oh, he's too old, blah, blah. When reality is like, most guys don't even get 3 years in the big leagues. If you can get their prime at 28 to 33, they get 5 years and have great 5 years. You just won. I think we should look at them and say, we could do that. Not just financially, but we can create that culture with Donnie. Because, man, watching them play last night, they tried for a bunt base hit. They had a guy hitting 348 since he's been a Brewer, do a safety squeeze, wasn't called, went back and looked. He did it on his own. And then they also had a first and third where it was a steal, and because of the chaos, caused an error, run scores. So they're finding a multitude of ways to score runs. They got a bunch of dogs in the bullpen who will take the ball at all times, a bunch of washed-up starters that they've gone out and gotten and said, hey, we believe in you. And that means a lot when you're a player. A team comes out and says, hey, we believe in you. Come play for us. And who doesn't want to go play for them right now? Everybody does.
Yeah, man, it is something to see. In the meantime, it's a Paul Skeens day, and that's always a good thing. I don't know if you saw Jason Stark's story on him. for The Athletic. He tends to take a lot of these deep statistical dives. And as he pointed out, Skeens gave up 7 hits for the first time in his career. His last time out, I think it was, or maybe the time before that, I can't remember. 47 starts. He didn't give up a run in the game. It took 47 starts for him to give up 7 hits. And Starks writes that this is a pitcher unlike any we've seen in our lifetimes, and I feel very confident saying that, he says. And then just goes into one stat after another and start with ERA. He has an ERA below 2 in each of his first 2 big league seasons. And here are the pitchers, Michael, of the live ball era since 1920, the year Ron Cook broke into the business. Michael doesn't.
Sorry, yeah, that's good. Michael. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who have done that? Their first 2 seasons. You ready for this? Hal Newhouser in the 40s, Sandy Koufax, Greg Maddux, and Clayton Kershaw. And that just means that their ERA was under 2 at any point in their careers. And this guy's done it in his first 2 seasons. It's ridiculous what we're seeing. What else can we possibly see today, tonight, and the rest of the year?
I mean, that's why it's a must-see TV. I mean, the guy's got 47 starts, like you said. He's only given up 60 runs. Think about that for a minute. That's a remarkable. Everything he does, I just said this to Steven. I mean, from his arm angle, which is unique, he's one of 2 guys that throws 95 or above from his arm angle. He's built like a Shrek or an ogre. He's a giant human being. He has command plus 7 pitches. We only talked about a splinker last year. He split that ball in half. Now it's a sinker and a splitter. And his sinker could be better than his splitter. And oh, yeah, he's got maybe the best changeup on the planet for a righty on righty. It is remarkable to watch every single day he pitches, because the reality of it is we don't know what we're going to see. It could be 98 at the top of the zone. It could be sinkers. It could be that sweeper that he started throwing a couple years ago. And I remind everybody, this guy's 2 years into his professional career.
Yeah.
At 23. And when we drafted him, nobody talked about his changeup. The first time I saw it, I was in awe. He didn't have a sweeper. He didn't have a sinker. He didn't have a splinker when we drafted him. That's the reality of what we're seeing. We're seeing a guy that has pinpoint control, an ability to adapt like I've never seen for a 23-year-old, let alone a veteran of 10 to 15 years, and just flat-out stuff, and he can fly jets. Nothing said. The guy's sick.
Well,
it's crazy.
Here's the other thing from this story. How many pitchers since 1913 have had sub-2 ERAs in back-to-back seasons when they were this young? He's 23. 0. That's how he'd be the first guy ever at this age. But you hit on something I want to ask you about. This is not like, I remember watching Dwight Gooden, who was basically 2 pitches and would just step on that mound. It was unbelievable. Would blow you away with a fastball, curveball. That was it. And it was electric, and it was just pure power. Skeens has that, but he's not striking out 13 guys a game. His strikeout numbers are really good, but there's guys better than him right now as strikeout pitchers. He pitches like a guy who's been around baseball for 15 years, and he was a catcher for a lot of his career, right up into the Air Force when he was doing both, and then he only has been concentrating on pitching for 3 years. How did this happen? Is this guy just like somebody we would see in music, like Beethoven, like he's a pitching genius and just picks up things without practicing them practically? Or how can it happen that he has this kind of repertoire and this kind of brain for pitching at the age of 23 when he's only been doing it full time, really, for 3 years?
You know, have you ever heard the old adage that to be great, you have to be completely different? I think he has a brain that is completely outside the normal scope of a human being. I think when he goes all the way in, and you can kind of say that because he went to the Air Force. Guy said after he's done playing, he wants to go serve, those are all real. And I think once he puts it out there, it doesn't go away in his mind, and he finds a tactical plan that he can do, but he takes it a step further. He also looks at it as like, what could go wrong? Let me combat that before I even walk out there. He just thinks different. And because of that, I think you mix that with the talent that God waved the wand over him. Yeah, he may be a prodigy of sorts. He probably would have been a great catcher in the big leagues and probably would have been just fine, maybe even an all-star, because of his mindset, his mentality. The discipline is remarkable. Even what he puts in his body, the guy gets blood tests constantly and makes sure that, hey, am I efficient? Am I doing the things I need to do? This guy goes to a whole nother level that a lot of guys don't even want to look at. So he's touching all areas to enhance his ability to go out there and pitch, to the point of, hey, even the way he works on his cognitive skills. I mean, this guy is touching it all. It's kind of like Tom Brady, but Tom Brady couldn't throw 98, if that makes sense. This guy is that locked in.
How many pitches would you say he has mastery of? And how many guys ever that you've ever been around have this many in their repertoire that they can actually use to get hitters out?
I can't think of anybody. I would say he's mastered on any given day all seven that he has.
Wow.
And I say that because he constantly shifts. I mean, I can sit here and tell you a game where he dominated with just the fastball and just the four-seamer. I can tell you a game he actually had to use the sinker as much as the four-seamer. There's a game where he literally pitched off his sweeper. The curveball actually beat St. Louis last year. The changeup got more whiffs in 12 pitches I've ever seen in my life, which was 11. I mean, it's just remarkable. We all know about the splinker that took over the entire world last year as a starter. This guy's special. And I think the way I can say that is because he adapts so easily. And it could be inning to inning. It could be, you know, each time through the order. It could be game to game. It could be month by month. Right now he's on a trend of throwing his fastball at the top of zone, getting a lot more swing and miss. That could change completely today. And that's what's so cool about this guy.
Well, here's another stat.
Let's go.
Lowest career ERA of a pitcher's first 47 starts, okay, since 1920. You ready?
Yeah.
Paul Skeens at 195, Dwight Gooden at 226. That's a significant difference. Jose Fernandez at 240 and Jacob DeGrom at 249. What if this guy's the greatest pitcher of all time that we're looking at here, Michael?
I mean, for me, it's about health because he's going to age well. Because the velocity, yes, it does help. It does play. But he's got really good command. He's got seven pitches. So I think he's going to age incredibly well. He's 23, so 10 years from now, he'll actually just now be getting into the thick of the end of his prime. You know, they say prime's through 34. Some guys will be 35. I think for him, it could be through 36, 37, because this guy's just different. I'm not going to put any limitations on a creative player, and that's exactly what he is. He's created in the lab, just like Ohtani. You cannot tell me what he's going to be or what he can do, because it is just remarkable seeing what he is doing. I mean, he's thrown 27 and two-thirds innings scoreless at PNC.
Yeah.
That's June 6th, in case anybody's wondering out there. They haven't scored a run off him, I mean, literally at our home ballpark, and he pitches better on the road.
They need to win.
It's crazy.
They need to win because you can't have this and a losing record. I mean, how is that even possible? How is that mathematically possible that he's 7-8? Is that his record?
Yeah, it is. 7-8. He can get the 500 tonight.
Michael, that can't happen. He has to have a winning record.
It can't happen. And, you know, there's been rumors and stuff about him trying to sign here, and people have asked me a bunch. And, man, I hope so. You know, could you imagine, you know, the buy-in and the love that the organization would get if this guy was a Pirate for 7 years, 8 years? And for me, it's like, try to do it for life. See how weird we can get. Because worst case scenario, you lose him for a year because he gets hurt. And, oh, yeah, he's getting deferred money and he's part of your organization like Vinny Castillo was when I was in Colorado, like a bunch of dudes are around. Because why would you not want this guy around every pitcher that ever touches a ball in your organization? I would.
Can he be Ohtani and hit? Do you think he could hit if you gave him enough time to ramp up? Do you think he'd want to?
So I actually was in a conversation and heard him actually say this exact thing. He said, Ohtani throws right-handed, hits left-handed, which I think is a huge plus, because when you rotate the same way all the time, you're going to lose velocity, you're going to lose feel, you're going to lose command. And he said that would be his biggest concern, is like he's not a left-handed hitter. Now, if he could teach himself how to hit left-handed, maybe, because, you know, we always want to try to unglue that other side when we're rotating right on right or left on left. His ability to do that, I think, honestly, Ohtani, it helps him, because when he's hitting, he's ungluing from throwing. It really helps that T-spine and that ability to rotate really, really well and, you know, I guess force that maximal power that those guys can create. But he can do it because he's always ungluing himself.
Last question, Michael. Bubba Chandler, everybody waiting to see him. What are we going to get when we do? It seems like this could happen shortly here. I know he struggled a little bit down in the minors for a while. Seems to be back on track. What are we going to witness here when the Pirates bring him up?
Hopefully greatness. I'm interested to see how they kind of play out the rest of the season. There's already been a conversation with Bubba's innings, Ashcraft's innings, Burrow's innings, Majinski's innings. All these guys are in uncharted territory, but you have to get them up here and they have to pitch through September.
Yeah.
If we ever want to think about October, right? Because we never talk about October, which is wild to me, right? But you have to get through September, and whether they're throwing these guys three innings at a time, kind of mix and match, and maybe Bubba gets the start and one of these guys comes in and kind of fills the back end. I think that's where the game is right now. You know, if you can have a Swiss Army knife of sorts with a bunch of guys, but Bubba Chandler needs to get up here and learn what it's like to pitch in the big leagues. And for me, the most important thing is get him around Paul Skeens. Because you have a two-headed monster there. We're literally going to see it in Cincinnati with Green and Burns.
Right.
We have our own monster. And I think we need to understand that, like, when we have that monster, we're going up against the monster, we're going to be just fine.
Can't wait to see it, man. Thanks for taking the time. We'll all be watching tonight. I keep thinking a no-hitter's coming this season. Who knows?
Who knows? Hey, write that down. Write that down. No-hitter. Let's go.
See you, buddy.
All right, see you.
He's the best, isn't he, Limits?
Yeah, he brought the goods today. How about that?
And he really did.
I think
how does a guy master seven pitches?
It's unthinkable. Has it ever been done before? I don't think so. Seven pitches that have just been that you can truly say when he throws it, yeah, I'm good with that. A catcher can actually put seven fingers down. Well, I guess they do pitch calm now, but if it was traditional catching.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shedeur Sanders still fourth on the Browns' new depth chart. How long you think that lasts, Limits? I think he may quarterback more games than anybody there this season.
I think it'll probably last another week. He'll have another opportunity to perform in a preseason game, and he'll move up to third. They'll move Dylan Gabriel down.
Chris Boswell asked yesterday about Well, just asked if he would talk. There was really no question. He said no because I know what you want to talk about.
Maybe which means he doesn't want to talk about it.
Maybe he's the smart one here. Cam Hayward, that situation continues. And here's the thing. And I even fell into this trap. When you sign somebody to a new contract, you're not paying them for what they've done. You're paying them for what you think they will do.
Exactly. And that was the holdup with the Watt deal for me.
He's going to be, well, he is. He's 36 years old. How do you know what he's going to be this year? 2 years ago, he was injured and ineffective. Last year, he was great for three quarters of the season, then faded. I don't know what he's going to be this year. I know he's already collected $13 million for this year and isn't working, by the way. But if you're paying him on what you think he will be, I think it's 50-50. He could be really good again, or he could finally start to show his age. So that's a little food for thought. Meantime, Paul Skeens tonight, what do you think we get from him limits?
I think we're going to get six innings of one-run ball, two hits, and he just blows by the Brewers. One of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, he might. Do they win the game is the question.
No, they will lose 3-2.
The fact that he has a losing record is one of the most remarkable stats in the history of baseball. Are you aware of that?
1,000%, yeah. ERA under 2. There shouldn't be a fighter's chance in hell that you have a winning record below 500. It's making me not even be able to speak right now with the right words.
Clearly. Jason Stark said that on a good team, his record would be 22-2. At the end of this year.
What are they describing as a good team? What is Stark saying? Like
a functional
runs,
team,
like
a functional team that could score a run every once in a while,
yeah,
and
like,
win games when he gives up one or no runs.
I'm sure Stark looked over, you know, the numbers that he has given up.
On a
and
functional team, he would finish the year 22-2 at this pace.
Yeah. I mean, they score him 4 runs a game. He's easily a 20 game winner. Easily.
This is a disaster. How about the fact they have a winning record at home, but they're 17-40 on the road?
Oh, they're an absolute disaster away from home.
They're almost as bad as one of the worst teams in the history of baseball, the Rockies. They're 14-46. The Pirates are 17-40. And those are by far, whoops, they're not by far. In come the White Sox at 18-41 on the road. My God, what has happened here? How are the Pirates only minus 64? Oh, limitless wonder. How are the, is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Their run differential is only minus 64, and they're 18 games below 500.
No, it's because their pitching has been so good, and they've lost a lot of 3-2, 2-1, 5-4 type of games.
I know. The A's are minus 101. I don't care. What are the big stories in football right now?
Well, the Shadur thing is huge in Cleveland, where they are throwing parties up in Cleveland right now just because of the way that Shadur Sanders is looking. I mean, Ken Carmen on their morning show thinks that he is going to save the day.
I think it's got to be done. And I'm going to do it. Super Bowl! Super Browns! Yeah! I think we might have one.
God. Yeah, as if they aren't overreacting. Keep going, Cleveland. Keep convincing yourself. Go ahead. Convince yourself Shadur Sanders is the answer. Pass on Arch Manning and have another 20 years of failure. I'd love to see it.
Brandon Ayuk eyeing a week 6 return. Landon Dickerson might return for the opener. That looked bad. James Cook back at Bills practice, even though he's in a contract dispute and he's fully participating in practice. How about them apples? And yes, Pitt gets one vote in the others receiving votes category for the AP Top 25. Who do you think voted for them? Jerry DePaula in retirement? Did he call in a vote for them?
Do you think Noah snuck in a vote into the vase?
If he is, he's out of his mind. How did they get a vote? Who voted for them?
It probably is a Pittsburgh reporter, right? Maybe? At like 25?
I'm flabbergasted by this.
Maybe somebody in Youngstown that loves Narduzzi?
Do you realize that August 23rd, the college football season begins, limits? Iowa State at Kansas State. We have two ranked teams on the first. That's a day game. That's a noon 2 weeks. Game. Yes. That's 2 weeks from, that's a week from Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. It's coming up soon.
Holy horse oil.
Most games all begin on the 30th, though, on that Saturday.
No, they don't. There's a lot of games on August 28th. You're wrong.
That's why I said most.
Yeah, you're right about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Not really. Texas, Ohio State's the big one, right?
That's the big one.
Do you find that these games mean less with the college football playoff? Like, that's a cool game, but,
right.
But in previous years, that would have had long-term ramifications on both team seasons, like serious,
or
could have. Not anymore.
Well,
Not anymore.
Think about Northern Illinois last year against Notre Dame. Notre Dame's season could have been over in week two because they lost to Northern Illinois. But the expanded playoff, you get a little bit of a mulligan. If you lose a game that you shouldn't, or you lose an important game like an Ohio State-Penn State or Texas, you go to Ohio State and you lose. Well, you're still going to make the playoff. Everybody knows it. Even if you lose one other SEC game, Texas is still going to get in. So it gives you a little bit more breathing room to schedule a game like that, which gives Penn State no excuse whatsoever to not schedule Pitt.
Then you have LSU at Clemson, and nothing would make me happier than Brian Kelly losing again early in a season. God, I hope he gets fired. Not many people I want to see fired. He's one of them. And I, no.
We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
I love that. I don't love him, though. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, sunny and high at Jason Gilden today, 92. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What about the Dukes? Do they have a chance against Pitt limits?
I hope they do. My buddy Antonio Epps plays defensive back for them.
You're rooting for Duquesne that day?
Yeah, I have a friend on the team. I'm going to root for Duquesne. It would be insane if he intercepts Eli Holstein. My friend group will go absolutely ballistic.
Wait, who is this kid?
My buddy, he went to South Allegheny. His name is Antonio Epps. He plays safety for Duquesne.
Are you sure he's your friend, or is you just claiming
that? No, I'm very sure that he's my friend. Yes. Yes, I have his phone number. I see him often. Yes.
I want you to text him after the show and prove
it. I'll text him right now.
All right, and if he gets right back to you, that'll prove he's your friend.
Oh, no. Joe.
What?
We forgot about Jeff.
See, that's your fault, Limits.
I'll take blame for that.
Okay. You forgot we were at Studio B today.
No, that is on you.
And you forgot about
here.
Jeff.
I'll take
what
responsibility
for Jeff. What do we even say to Jeff at
Jeff.
This point? Plus, he's out in Latrobe because he's giving us great
Jeff
stuff.
Jeff just texted me, I guess we're off, and now I feel really bad.
What do we do about it?
We have him on tomorrow.
What if he says no and he's angry?
Then I will take the blame, and I will be fired.
No, you won't. Yeah, you might.
I might.
How about Northern Arizona against Arizona State? Where's Todd Graham these days, Limits? Do you miss him?
No, I have not kept track to him.
Where is he? What's he doing?
Does he do...
He's an offensive analyst for TCU. How about that?
Yeah.
Spade, spade, spade.
He was most recently the head coach at Hawaii.
Where his own kid went into the transfer portal. Remember that? His own son?
Yes.
Went into the transfer portal.
I think it's time for me to move out of the house. I'm going to a different program.
Which game of all these starting Thursday or starting that Saturday the 23rd through the September 1st TCU at North Carolina with Todd Graham preparing the game plan, which game would you want to watch above any other? Notre Dame at number 10 Miami is the one for me. How about you, Limits?
I'd say that's a pretty solid game as well, yes.
Wrong. You'd rather watch LSU Clemson.
Yes, I would. Because I'd like to see Kate Klubnick against Garrett Nussmeyer. That's a great quarterback.
What are we talking about here? Why didn't you say Texas at Ohio State? Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm going to be watching these quarterbacks like a hawk this season.
All season long.
Maybe like AJ Hawk. I'll just stare at the screen for the whole Pat
McAfee
show.
We're going to have a weekly segment on Mondays. How did the potential next Steelers quarterback do? And I will give you the rundown, including Drew Aller.
Thank you, Limits. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.